Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. The city of Boston announced this week that about a month ago, it shut down what it called a comfort station. It opened during the pandemic for people experiencing substance use disorder and homelessness. It was a fenced-in area of tents where people could use portable toilets or wash up, and they could get connected to medical care and recovery services. The comfort station was near the area of Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard, commonly referred to as Mass Cass. That area's long been the hub of the city's opioid epidemic, and some residents and community leaders said the comfort station made things in the neighborhood worse. WBUR's Deborah Becker visited the area several times, including last November when she saw hundreds of people congregating. One of them was Louis Malik Cardamon Blanks.
A lot of people, they drive by, they walk in, they see, oh, everybody's just getting high and this and that, but they don't see the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, the comfort station, without the comfort station, without places like this, a lot of us would be probably dead.
So it's been helpful to you?
It's been very helpful to me. It saved my life about 3 times.
The city's Health and Human Services Chief, Marty Martinez, says the services that were available in the tents will continue to be offered at a nearby drop-in center that's been housed in a temporary structure for 4 years, but soon will open in a permanent building. Martinez acknowledges the problems surrounding the open-air comfort station became untenable.
Over the course of the last several months that it was open, the space has just become very challenging, not only to ensure safety for clients, but also protect our staff from those folks trying to prey on individuals. And so we saw some increased violence in the space and ultimately realized that that space was not going to be the right kind of environment to get the people the care and the support that they needed. And we made sure that those services still exist, but just not in that outdoor space that was becoming too challenging.
What kind of service do you think these tents and what was offered in them have provided during the pandemic to people dealing with substance use disorder and homelessness?
That space was an important, although controversial for many reasons, that space was helping us to be able to make sure that, you know, people could get connected to care to keep themselves alive, to be frank. Folks were going into that space to get medication. Folks were going into that space to talk to staff, potentially raising their hands, saying they're ready for detox. Folks were going into that space to go to the bathroom and wash their hands and, you know, sort of, you know, a respite from the street. So now we're not doing it in that space. We're doing it, some of that still happening on the street, but all of the services that people were getting in that space, they can still get in the engagement center, which is just a little bit behind what had been that outdoor space. That's a more solidified space. It has staffing, has the right sort of parameters in place to make sure we can keep people safe.
You know, there have been some serious issues in this area around Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard, and it's gotten worse in the pandemic, as you said.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like the comfort station was a magnet for some of these problems, like people openly injecting drugs or being under the influence?
I think the challenge is, and I think what everyone's seen, is that unfortunately, while there's been more people that are vulnerable in need of care coming down into the area, there's also more people coming down trying to take advantage of them and preying on them. I don't think the comfort station attracted people, but what it did do is unfortunately bring people into a space where those taking advantage of them and made it too easy for them to do that.
Can you be a little more specific? What specifically was happening that was unsafe or violent?
Yeah, I mean, folks were, you know, being targeted by people coming down into the neighborhood, you know, folks who might be trying to get care or get treatment, feeling like folks coming down to sell drugs and sort of take advantage of people, sort of being outside the space and preying on them. You know, there were times in the space where there was violence, where people were attacked. So although we want to have accessible spaces, we also have to have spaces that prioritize people's safety.
I know there's been a lot of talk about needing to do things differently, deconcentrate services, come up with a plan for the area. I guess, what is the plan going forward?
The plan moving forward continues to be the ongoing work that my team does, my public health team, every single day down there. We're getting people into treatment through outreach and engagement. You know, last week alone, our PATS program in the neighborhood got 54 individuals into detox. And that work continues every day, keeping people engaged in their medical treatment, trying whether it's HIV treatment or treatment around substance use disorder, you know, reversing overdoses so they don't become fatal overdoses every single day in that area. We're also partnering with public safety and Department of Public Works and Inspectional Services and other departments under the leadership of the mayor's office to strengthen our street intervention efforts, meaning we have to make sure that we're strengthening the work that is happening on the ground to try to get more people into the right kind of treatment beds, the right kinds of services, and making sure those that are preying on folks are arrested and removed from the area. I mean, that is a shared goal we all have. We can't get people care if people are coming down distributing drugs and taking advantage of people.
That's Marty Martinez, Chief of Health and Human Services for the City of Boston. Chief Martinez, thanks for speaking with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.